Welcome to the Soul Tribe Podcast. The Soul Tribe Podcast was created to help you navigate through the world of spirituality, wellness, and self-development in an easy, grounded, and relatable way. We break down everything from the Akashic Records, manifesting, spirituality, and so much more. We want to help expand your boundaries and bring the spiritual world to you in a fun and easy way. Get ready to be inspired with tips, tools, and easy-to-digest information. Let's do this.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Soul Tribe Podcast. This is Lorena and Lucia speaking, and we're going to be talking today about spiritual partnership. And it's actually a really big theme, so there's a lot to cover. There's a lot we want to say about this, but it's mostly about how we feel. First of all, what we think about spirituality, how we feel in our own lives, and how we see those that we've kind of encountered during our readings, or even friends, and how maybe they've started their spiritual path and they've found that they feel the same way. So we'll be discussing the general feelings of someone that's on a spiritual path, on a growing path, and a growing personal path, and how they can come kind of collide with others around them and how it affects them, and maybe see how we deal with them. Maybe that will help you guys figure out how to deal with it yourselves, or, you know, maybe you'll get a few tips from it. So Lorena, you want to tell me what you kind of feel for yourself personally? What do you think spirituality is?
I think first of all, what I want to say is I think this episode also was created to make or to allow people to not feel so alone, because I feel like a lot of times when we're going through our spiritual awakening or all these changes and growing as human beings in this on this earth as, you know, souls, we sometimes can feel lonely. I don't know. I know that's the case for me and for yourself, Lou. So I just want to put that out there, that that was a big reason for creating this specific episode. Just to, you know, you're not alone. We're all going through this in our own way. And for me, spirituality is essentially, it's growing. It's becoming the person that you're meant to be every single day. And it's not this linear path. It's not this, a lot of times it's not even an easy path. It's the hard path, right? And not, it's not staying in the same place. It's knowing that you can amount to more, that you can do more, that you can grow, you can heal, and that you can look back at things without dwelling in the past and heal it and move forward and feel more aligned with the person that you are meant to be. So I feel like that might mean different things to different people, and it doesn't necessarily have a specific meaning to be spiritual or to be on a spiritual path. And I think we should really all kind of honor where everybody's at, and what I might be doing is not the same thing that Lucia is doing or what you're doing. And I think we all need to just respect that and not judge people. But for me, it's really essentially it's growing. It's trying to heal. It's trying to love myself, love others, and honor other people as well. I think that's kind of like, yeah, the resumed version of what I think spirituality is, really. I mean, there's a lot more to it, obviously, but I think if I were to kind of resume it into a sentence, it would be that for sure. I don't know what that would mean for you, Lou, but maybe you can go into that now.
Well, I feel like for me, I would define it differently, but obviously, like you had said, that's what it is for me. I think spirituality can be many different things to different people, right? For me, it was it's like going down into myself and becoming more profound. Waking up, spirituality for me started as, you know, when I started with the Akashic Records, which is waking up to the fact that I'm not just this piece of flesh, this piece of body that's walking around and that one day is just going to, you know, pass away and cease to exist, because that's the way I saw life before I became, you know, more attuned to another world around me. And so for me, spirituality was awakening to that. That's what it was. Like, the gist of it was me going, whoa, wait. It's not just me, Lucia, in this body. It's me, Lucia, a spiritual a spirit incarnated in a body with the name currently Lucia, but that actually will exist further after, you know, the passing away of this body. And for me, that's what spirituality is. It's looking beyond the physical, tangible world that is every day for us, right? Every day to day. For me, it's taking time and reminding myself that my problems aren't problems. They're lessons that I'm learning, and they're karmas, and they're pathways to something bigger, or a mission, or, you know, a grand plan. And so that for me, it's just like this big, that incorporates many things, right? That incorporates me taking into consideration a different world, tuning into that world, taking time to tune into that world, listening to my internal self more, listening to my higher self more. So spirituality for me is all those things. And things stop being, I used to be a very black and white, like black and white, it's this or it's that, boom, that's it. And it's turned me into more of a person like, well, wait, I kind of understand what this person feels. Like I can, you know, understand they're coming, they're looking at the world, or they're looking at the situation this way. And so it's actually brought me into this aspect of almost being more compassionate and empathetic towards the struggles I see other people have, right? And so, and this is apart from the ego. If I'm not involved as a person in this, the issue, and ego's not there, then I've actually learning to see things more as, oh, you know, if I was going through that same thing that person's going through, then I would feel this way. I totally understand why they reacted that way. And so it's becoming more empathetic, more compassion, more intuitive, more internal, more understanding with myself. And it's a lot of things. And sometimes, and this for me is where the whole spiritual partnership subject that we're going to bring up, this is for me where it starts. I see myself looking at the world a little bit differently and looking at people's issues a little bit differently that are around me. And I feel more profound and more connected. But sometimes that's where the struggle starts with me, because I'll see a profoundness in a situation, and I'll have someone next to me that is either a family member or a friend or a partner, or, you know, anyone even close to me, and I'll be like, they're not looking at it the same way, and they're just being black and white about it, and they're making it very yes or no, and let's end it there. Whereas no, well, sometimes I feel like if we could go more profound into subjects, we can, as a group of souls that are going through this whole thing together, let's discuss it. Let's talk about it. Let's feel it together. Let's find our way past it. But you don't get that response from people that are not on a similar path. And that for me is the difficult moment in life, when I see a family member or a friend or someone going through a very non-connected moment, and they're going through a tough time at the same time, and you go, oh, all they have to do is just see it this way. And it's kind of like, it doesn't fix the issue, but it helps them heal it faster, get past it, and move on, and, you know, have a better life for themselves. And so that's a struggle for me, seeing from the outside the situation and thinking, if only they thought about it this way, things would be easier and better for them. And so as someone that loves that other person that they have, you know, next to them, you struggle watching them go through that and not being able to do anything besides suggest it, because you can't push. They're not there yet. So you can only suggest it and say, hey, well, have you ever thought maybe you need this, or maybe you need that, or maybe you need to think about it or feel this way? And if they're not very connected, they're going to go no. And they're just going to cut it off there, right? So that for me is where it all starts, and how it's a little difficult to watch everyone around me. I'm not sure if you see it the same way, Lo, or do you see it differently?
So I agree with everything you just said. I think it's, for me, that's also spirituality. And I do think that it will be different for everybody, but in essence, it is about connecting to your higher self, your intuition, and all of that. But with regards to spiritual paths and everybody being on their own path, I feel like it needs to start with respect. It needs to start with being open to seeing things in a different way. Not only when you're on this path and you think that you're on the right path, or that you think that you're, you know, doing well and advancing and connecting to yourself and your intuition, all that. I feel like, and I've had to, I struggle with that. It's like you feel like you're in some ways more advanced I don't know if that's the word, not better, but advanced, like you're growing. But that doesn't mean what the other person's going through isn't them growing too. They might be growing in their own way, maybe not spiritually, but they might be growing in some other way. And something you said before, which I want to bring up again, is when you're on this spiritual path, you realize that your problems aren't problems. They're like blessings for you to learn about yourself and grow and kind of correct things so that you don't have to repeat them in another life maybe. And I think that's a good thing to keep in mind. And maybe part of our path here is that too. Like, I don't judge other people for what they're going through, but at the same time, why do I feel, you're questioning that, right? Why do I feel like I can't connect to this person or these people or my family or whatever, because they're not, they don't see things the same way I do. I think it's so tricky and it's so difficult to find a way around it. I think energetically we tend to attract people that are on the same kind of path eventually, if we really are on that path and we continue on that path. But at the same time, maybe certain people are in our lives to teach us something, or we're there to teach them something for them to grow eventually, but without pushing it on them, without making them feel like they're incorrect or they're not on the right path. Everyone has their own time. Everyone has their own way of doing things, and they might get there. They might never get there. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's such an individual thing, spirituality, that it's hard to really put a specific time frame or, you know, like a formula to it. Everyone's path is completely different, but it is hard. It is hard when you are on this path and you know that you're on the right path and that this is your path and that you're growing and you're connecting to yourself and all these things are put into your path, like, I don't know, the Akashic Records or healing or like Reiki or whatever. And people around you aren't resonating with that, or they don't believe in that, or they shoot down your ideas of what you're doing, or they're like, oh, that's mumbo jumbo, you know, like that kind of hurts. But at the same time, it's like, well, respect that they don't believe in that, and that they don't have to believe in all those things, but they have to respect you. I think if they respect you and they try to understand you, then that could make it easier. But the problem, I think, lies when the people around you, be it family or whatever, maybe make fun of you or, you know, make you feel smaller for believing in certain things, or just not, you know, like they're on the right path, you're on the wrong, because that can happen. People can criticize you, and that's difficult. I don't think that's been our case necessarily. But it could be someone's case. And I don't know how I personally would manage that, but it's difficult for sure. For sure.
I think everything kind of happens for a reason, in the sense, like you said, some people are in your path and maybe they're not in the same place spiritually as you, but they're there for a reason. We were both raised, you know, from a country where this stuff, it's existed for the longest time. Like, this is like new to, you know, some areas and some hemispheres, but, you know, in Uruguay and South America in general, this stuff has existed for, you know, a really long time, and everyone's really open to it. Like, everyone believes, no one questions it. I've actually rarely met anyone in Uruguay. While I was in Uruguay living there, and we were there for a while, I really never bumped into someone that went, oh, you read Akashic Records? Oh, or you believe in this? Oh, yeah, no, I don't really know what that is. Or, oh, I don't really believe that. Never really got that response. I was always like, oh my God, I've been wanting to like talk to someone about this. Oh, let's sit down and, you know, talk about it. You know, let's sit down and have a tea and talk about it. But we're now in different lands. We're both living in totally different countries. And we find that the two countries where we are very different in themselves and different from where we came from. And so, for example, where you are now, they're very structured with like the church, and they follow those rules. And so in that case, they don't really accept this part of, you know, our spiritual path. They wouldn't accept it into theirs because it kind of goes against their belief system and what they've been raised with and what they think is permitted or is true. Right. And so it's almost like they are spiritual in their religion, but this stuff I remember when I lived there, they wouldn't really accept it. It was kind of like, I tried to not talk about it too much because I knew that they weren't going to be okay with it. And then now I'm in, you know, somewhere else. I'm in Holland where it's actually not a thing here yet. I've heard about Reiki being around here, and yoga and meditation are like the most accepted common forms of being more spiritual. But the Akashic Records, I haven't really heard that much about it around here. And especially if you're in a smaller town, it's not a thing yet. It's kind of rare, and they don't really know what to think. They don't shoot the idea down when you talk about it, but they're kind of like skeptical and going, I don't know. But because it's a whole new world for them, right? They've never heard about it. So I think that it's the first time in our lives where we've encountered situations where everyone else around us is not already on that path, because we used to be in a country where everyone was on the path and we were not even there yet ourselves. And now it's almost like the tables have turned and we're somewhere where they're not there yet, but we are, we've been there. So I think that's on purpose. We already know what it's like not to believe, and to people around you talk about it. And now the tables have turned, and now we're in places where we're on that path, and we totally believe in it. We totally love it, and we're totally into it. And the others around us are not too sure like we used to be, right? So I think there's almost like an irony to that. But the whole reason why we started this podcast is because you're there and I'm here, and we want to find someone that we could talk about all this stuff with. We want to, you know, create a community where we can talk about it, you know, without there being any issues, and where we can share, everybody can share their stories and talk about things. And so that's part of the reason why we started this podcast, because we strived to have some sort of spiritual partnership with others. And when we say partnership, it doesn't mean that, you know, it's someone that you're married to or has to be your family members. Even your friends can be a spiritual partner, right? Because they share this with you and they become part of your life and you share with them and you go back and forth with stories. So I think to me, the biggest issue is, yeah, like you said, accepting that those around you aren't there yet, but struggling to find someone to share it with if you don't have anyone that's there yet. And that brings us to like one of the points we want to talk about today, and is when you feel almost alone or isolated from the world, because yeah, you want to sit down and talk to people, but maybe you're going to, you know, I mean, the typical is you go to a party. And what is everybody into? Or let's have a beer, let's have wine, and let's just talk about anything, and let's drink more, and let's have another one. Okay, let's have another one. And then everyone gets to the point where they're either semi-drunk or almost drunk, and that's when I start feeling like, okay, I'm a little done. I want to go home, or I'm not having fun anymore. Like, the conversations are no longer with intent. It's just joking around because everyone's a little buzzed, and it's almost like I strive for more profundity from going out. I want a group of friends that are profound, that I can talk about this stuff for hours. And yeah, we can have like a beer and a wine, or a coffee and a tea, and it doesn't matter what we're drinking, but I don't need to get drunk to connect with people. And that's how I feel like a lot of people are around us. It's almost like the only way they know how to have fun sometimes, or the only way they feel like they can connect probably with people, is just filling a little bit up with the booze, so they're like, their tongue can loosen up a little bit and they can talk more. And I struggle with that, because that makes me want to just stay home with my spiritual books, or give, you know, like sometimes I'll stay home and I'm alone after Aurora sleeping, and I'll be like calling you, hey, oh my God, I just read this book, or I just read this article, and you're the only person I can find that will actually be willing to talk to me about it, listen to all my crazy theories. And there's no one else. And that's the moment where I feel alone in the path, because yeah, I have you to talk about, but we're in different time zones, we're in different countries, and there's no one immediate where I can sit them down on the couch with me and spend 2 to 3 hours talking about it, you know?
Yeah, I get you. I mean, I find that here too, like, well, apart from, I think we talked about the whole drinking thing before and people around us and how we're all like, we don't vibe off of that. And, you know, you can talk about superficial things too. It's not just, you always have to be talking about all this spiritual stuff. But knowing that you can talk to people about it if you want to, or if it comes up, it won't be like shot down, you know? Like, I feel like having that, it helps you connect with people. But then I think another thing that you said before is like, when people aren't there yet, when people aren't there yet, what do you do? Like, you have to, do you go down to their level? Do you just talk about superficial things because that's what they can talk about? So I think that's great and everything. Like, you can do that sometimes, but then you need to find people that you can connect at that level of in that spiritual level, basically. And I personally have found, well, obviously I speak to you, and then I'm a part of a few groups where I feel like I've connected to a few women where I can speak to them. Like, we can chat, we can message each other. And I know that if I ever have questions or anything, I can go to them. Like, even going back to what you were saying about Cayman being, you know, it's very religious here, that's for sure. And when I remember doing my Reiki course, the teacher, our Reiki teacher, said something about like how Reiki is kind of shunned upon here because of the whole religious thing. And I was like, really? But Reiki, or like even the Akashic Records, they're not religious. There's no religion attached to it. But in some ways, some people think that, oh, because I do that, I need to believe in all these things. And you don't necessarily even have to believe in another life or reincarnation. You can just go with the sole purpose of knowing more about yourself and understanding yourself more. And Reiki, the same thing. It's just energy. And we're all energy. Everything's energy. So why would one thing like go against the other? I don't know. It's just things in my mind that I question all the time. And I'm like, why have this closed mind about these things that might really benefit you, you know? Like, I don't get that, for one. And then I guess with like spiritual partnerships in general, I think it's connecting with people. And nowadays it's so easy in the sense that you can go online, be in a Facebook group, talk to people, start a conversation, put an idea out there, see what people say, and you can connect with people that way. Like, I've done that. It's being creative now, especially if you're in a place where maybe it's a small town, maybe people don't believe in the things that you believe in. Maybe it's people are against everything that you're doing, but you need that connection with someone where you, like you said, like it's 10 PM where you are and you have an idea or you have something you want to like mention and you can talk to someone about it. I don't know. I think that's so important to be able to vocalize things and say how you're feeling. But if the people around you, the immediate people around you aren't, you know, into that or they don't believe in all that, you need to figure a way around that. And that could mean joining groups, going to a class, doing something more where you're getting out of your comfort zone and really, you know, I don't know. Like you said before, in Uruguay, we didn't really think it was there was anything wrong with the Akashic Records, for example. And I wasn't embarrassed to say it to anyone. Whereas here, I might still say it because I got used to that. But I think in general, people might keep their mouth closed and not say. So it's like you're living this dual life, you know? It's like kind of weird.
Yeah, I remember when I was living in Cayman and, you know, I didn't promote myself as an Akashic Records reader. I never discussed it, especially in public. I didn't really say too much about it until the person really knew me well. And then maybe I would bring it up if I found like there was something I wanted to talk about or there was a reason to share it. But rarely would I actually bring it up. It was almost like it was a dual life, like you said. Like, there was my Akashic world life where I would read about it. And when I was home and I had some free time and I, you know, wanted to go into that topic, I would on my own. And then there was just my normal day-to-day work life with my group of, you know, colleagues and my group of friends that might not be too much into it. So there was, you know, I did get a lot of people contact me for readings, but it was almost like, I read somebody and that person passed my number to somebody and that person. So I never promoted myself. I did get, you know, readings weekly, but there were people that talked to people and they all said the same thing when they came to me. They were all in Cayman, right? Those were all readings that were face to face. And they all said, yeah, I didn't know. I was looking for something. I needed some sort of response or some sort of answer. I wanted to get some sort of like a reading or a tarot or whatever. And I didn't know you existed. And it was because I wasn't saying anything. I wasn't promoting it. It was almost like you said, like I was hiding it, right? And I remember talking about that with my, at the time, you know, partner. And he was like, yeah, yeah, don't say anything because, you know, they'll be sure to come and burn our house down. Like, it was totally frowned upon by people that are very local, that are like from there. And so I learned not to say anything because I didn't want to hear negative opinions about it. I knew how I felt about it and I know how they felt. And so I left it two things totally separate. And now I'm learning, and this is the podcast part of it, I'm learning to talk about it, bring it up. I'm learning to put it up as my face of who I am now and what I do and what I believe in. And it's okay if you don't believe in it, and it's okay if you're not on that path, but it's really difficult to find a balance and say, well, this is who I am. I'm not going to start hiding it, because it's not that you're hiding it, you're just not sharing it. But there's a limit. There's like a line between, are you lying, or are you just not talking about it? And so it was almost like I kind of was just hiding that part of myself. And that was like it was a part of me of not accepting. And so I think now I'm at a stage where it's almost like I'm out of my box. I'm done not talking about it. I want to talk about it. And I find I want to create this group of other individuals who want to talk about it. And so it's hard, but also you want to talk about it with like your partner, the person you live with. You want to talk about it. There's like things that all of a sudden come up to your mind. You go, oh my God, I have this amazing idea. I just realized this comes up all the time. And you have these like aha moments that happen all the time. Once you like accept it into your life and you totally grasp it, you have a ton of aha moments out of nowhere. And you want to grab the person next to you and go, oh my God, you know what I just found out? You know what I just realized? And so right now that person for me is you. Yeah. It's WhatsApping you. And I don't know what time you're going to listen to it. So sometimes I'm like waiting for you to wake up to listen to it because I need to talk about it right now. You know, this is amazing what I just discovered. And so that's the part where you feel detached from things or things and people around you that are not on the same path, when you can't like get into that aha moment. Because if it's someone that's next to you and they don't believe it, they're going to go, oh, okay, here we go again. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What is it? You know, and they listen to you because they love you, but they're not there yet. They don't really care that much. You know,
they're not there yet. They might never be there. That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
You can't expect that. You can't wait for that. But I think a good thing you said before, and I think this is something for everyone to take into consideration. When you start talking about things, when you start letting things out, and it doesn't have to be a podcast, it can be literally just speaking to someone, you start attracting people because you're open to it, right? When you're not talking about things, when you're keeping things kind of like on the down low, I think it makes it a lot harder for you to attract certain people into your life. But when you actually say, okay, this is part of me. This is very important to me. This is who I am, essentially, in a way. Doesn't mean like a year or two from now, I might not be doing something different, but I feel like I still will be on this path. Then I think is the moment when you're allowing, you're opening to other people with the same energy and vibration to come into your life. I believe that. And I know that's happened to me. Like for me, it was attracting my Reiki teacher, who I didn't really have to look that much to attract. I started going to yoga, where I feel like, you know, Kundalini at least is not just yoga, like the flow or whatever. It's more, I feel like it's more spiritual, and I felt attracted to go to it. And I said, okay, I'm going to start going once a week at least. And then there's people around me that I don't really talk to, but I feel connected to. And we're all in this room breathing through things, emotions and things. And in some way you are connected to them, even though you don't talk to them. So then that might bring something bigger later on. It takes time, and one thing leads to the next, but it's also having faith that if you are yourself, that you can talk about things. And even if someone isn't really interested in, you can still say how you feel and not feel embarrassed or feel like someone's going to judge you. But that's who you are, and that if they don't respect that's fine. You don't talk to them about it anymore. You move forward and you find someone that can talk to you about it. Then at least you're living your truth, because otherwise you're not living your truth. You're not going on the spiritual path, because if you have to keep everything inside, then what's the point, right?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of things you just discussed there that are totally right on. And one of those is when you don't talk about it, and when you're hiding it, and you're hiding behind a wall and trying to not show that to the world or those around you, yeah, it's blocking yourself from being who you are. And I don't think it's a coincidence that when I was doing that in those years that I lived in Cayman and I did those, I don't think it's a coincidence that things started going somewhat bad for me, right? Because when you don't accept your true self, and in this case, I have this ability to do something, to connect. I have this, you know, everybody has a sixth sense, or everybody has something that they're capable of doing that others can't do as well or aren't able to do. Well, mine, I wasn't accepting it because mine was receiving the messages and reading Akashic records and connecting with something higher. And I wasn't accepting it, and I wasn't showing it to the world and sharing it with the world. And so I don't think it's a coincidence that things went sour, right? So that's a big thing. Like, even if there's no one around you who doesn't believe it, don't hide it. Maybe don't talk about it so much, but don't hide it, because that's who you are. That's part of your person. That's part of your path. And that's part of your belief system, because it's not a religion, but it's a belief, right? And so I think that would be like the first pointer that I would also add: accept yourself, allow yourself to share it. If there's a moment to be able to share it, don't hide it. And like you said, be open to it so that energy can come out into the world and you'll call someone that's on the same path as you. And like you said, nowadays we have communities and you have Facebook and you have, you know, all these other forms of communicating with people that are on the same path that maybe not in the same physical country, city, area, town as you, but you can still contact and communicate. And so, like you said, put it out there, put it out in the world and let it come back to you. And this is us doing it. This, the podcast is us starting, you know, we started doing that now. We started going, that's it. We're ready to bring it out into the world. This is us. We believe in this. We accept this. We want to talk about this. We love this. And others should do that with whatever it is that they believe. It doesn't matter what, always respecting what the other person believes in, what the other person, you know, wants to hear and doesn't want to hear. If they don't want to talk about it, then you're not gonna talk about it, but you're not gonna hide it, right?
Yeah, I agree. It's not about hiding it. And as well, like, you will attract those people. They will eventually come in, but you also have to believe that that's gonna happen, because I think we get that ego kicks in and it's like, oh, but I'm here and they're all, you know, they're across. You never know. Like, did you ever imagine that you'd be living in Holland right now? Like, did I 5 or 6 years ago think I was going to be living in Cayman? Heck no. Like, you never know where you're going to end up. So connect with people, allow people to tell you their story. You tell them your story and just be open to it. And I feel like, you know, it wasn't easy. Like, for me, it was like a ping, a calling I got to start the podcast, and I knew we had to do it together. But at the same time, it was scary because you're just like, oh my God, I'm going to open up and talk about all these things. But it's great. If it helps someone else feel less alone, if it helps someone get information that they need, or if it helps in some way anyone, even just one person, then we're doing a good job. We're doing what we need to do, and we're making people feel like they have a place to go to figure out certain things in their life and get information. And I think that's leaving the ego out and really just doing what you're here to do. And that's what we felt. We felt like we had to do this, and we just did it. And it was pretty quick. We figured a way around it. It's not perfect. It's not about being perfect. It's about just getting a message across and sharing ideas. But at the same time, with this episode, I feel like it's also about not feeling alone. Feeling like, you know, we're not doing this for people to listen to us necessarily. Like, yes, it's great, but it's like, it's more about sharing, you know?
Yeah, totally. Totally agree.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything else that you want to mention before we close off.
No, we've basically touched on all the subjects, you know, all the part of the subject that we wanted to talk about. Just I would want to end just saying that you should accept what you believe in and And it doesn't matter what you believe in, as long as it makes you feel good and it makes you more profound. Because what the whole idea behind being spiritual is self-improvement, right? Not only for everybody around you, self-improvement for yourself and for those around you. So you can be better for yourself and you can be better for those that need you, that are around you. And so whatever is your spirituality, whatever it is that's allowing you to grow and take the next step in yourself, that might be perfect for you. It might not be perfect for someone else, but it's perfect for you. So I say 100% go for it. Be profound. There's nothing wrong that can go from that. Not going there, not going to that profound place, not looking internally into yourself, that's where things can go wrong. So know what works for you and follow it. That's my biggest advice for this. And do not let other people's opinions of what you believe in or what you think is helping you become a better person, don't let that affect you. Just respect everyone else around you and what they might be clinging on to as their spirituality, right? And that's really it. That's the big thing. Allow yourself to grow. Allow yourself to become better and find those around you that can share that with you.
Yeah. And even if there's people that don't share the same ideas, as long as they respect you, I think you can grow to respect them. They respect you. And then who knows, like you were saying before, it's about being your true self, being true to who you are, to what you believe, being able to talk about it if you need to, let it out there, be you. And you're not holding back your gifts from the world, because essentially if you're like in your case, when you were here, you not sharing your gift might have, you know, it probably held that back from a lot of people that needed it. Not to say that everyone needed it, but it's like you're living in a cave or something, you know, like you're holding back and it's not benefiting anyone, not even yourself. So I think that's a good thing to say. And then another thing I just want to close off with before we close off is, like, just follow what you feel is right. And that goes back to our episode about intuition and what's right for you and not following anybody else's path, like Lou was saying. You really need to listen to yourself. If you feel like there's certain people around you that you need to cut out of your life, that really are maybe doing more harm than good and really not respecting your beliefs or what your path, probably better said path, then maybe it's time to put up boundaries, to do things in a different way. And that's okay too. And that can happen. That happens on our path. And that's happened to me with a lot of people, where you need to cut people out and you need to be true to yourself and to what you believe. And it's not being rigid. It's not being closed-minded. It's following that intuition and doing what you feel is right for you. So it's going to be different for everybody. Not everybody's path, or there's not a formula. There's not a specific thing to do or not do. Follow your gut. Like, literally, it's that. I think that if you do that and you really take the fear out and the ego out, you're going to know what to do and you're going to be able to feel free and feel like you're living your truth and living what is best for you without harming anybody or without putting rigid ideas out there to people or to think people need to believe or think the same way you do. I think that's it. That's what it is to be open and to be free, you know? All right. So with that, I think we're just going to close off the episode and we're going to come back next week with a new episode all about ego, which we're really excited about. And, as always, if there's any questions or anything, like any topics you guys want us to get into for another episode, feel free to message us on Instagram or through our website. And we'll definitely take those into consideration, because we have a bunch of things that we want to talk about, but we also want to make sure that if there's something that you really want to know more about that we can maybe give you info on, that would be amazing. We'll definitely take that into consideration. So with that said, thank you again for tuning in. We really appreciate all your support and helping us grow. And if there's anyone that you think might benefit from this episode, feel free to share it with them. That we would really, really appreciate that. That'll help us kind of get our message out there and to help other people as well. So thank you again and have a great week. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you.